Call it Southern Oregon Pride or roll with the acronym and call it SOPRIDE. It's still the same thing, a celebration of gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender, and queer people and their assumption of human rights over the years. A couple of anniversaries are part of this year's celebrations in Ashland, including the 50th anniversary of the New York City Stonewall Riot that marked a turning point in the gay rights movement. Let's hear about the weekend celebrations and the larger issues still looming. Two guests join us. Gina Duquesne is the founder and president of Southern Oregon Pride. Thanks for joining us once again, Gina.
Thank you, Jeff. Good morning.
Good morning. Good to have you here. Larry Locke is here as well. He is a media rep from SO Pride. Thank you for being here.
Thanks for having us.
So, Gina, if I'm counting correctly, and we had to like do the math by our fingers when we came into this, this is actually the 10th Southern Oregon Pride Festival.
Yes, it is. And I think Larry and I were so excited about Stonewall. 50 years is a big mark. That we kind of forgot about that part of it, and just rolling with Pride itself and all the things that need to be taken care of and things to check off the list that kind of got lost in translation.
Well, that's okay. You can still call it your 10th anniversary next year, so it will still
Absolutely.
Be that. But so how does it feel, though, to be around that long? I mean, and talk about the way that things feel different from what they were like in 2010 when you first started this.
It's surprising that we are still there marching and celebrating, and for that I am very grateful. When I did this 10 years ago, it was, for me, it was, you know, something that was needed. I thought we'd have a parade, we'd have a good time, we'd call it a day, and it would be done. But there were so many people who had never been in a pride parade, never been to a pride parade. It was so successful that, you know, we just get a chance to keep doing it every year. And for that, I'm very grateful.
Had some of them never been out? Had they never, you know, told the world about their sexuality?
Do you know, there were many people that were from the university here. And my most memorable story was two women that were probably 70, late 70s, from Sisters, Oregon, had never been to a pride parade, had, you know, lived as if they were sisters and not who they were. And they were so overjoyed and excited. And I thought, oh, man, we got to do this again. So here we are.
Here you are for the 10th time.
Yes.
Did you think
yes.
So you didn't even think it would go on to a second year, you're saying?
Exactly. I had no idea. And but of course my wife, she knew. She was like, "Oh, you'll do it again." I'm like, "No, I'm not." She's like, "Yes, you will." And so here we are. She knows me better than I know myself.
Larry, how long have you been involved with the SO Pride events?
I think 3 years, Gina.
Maybe 4 years.
Yeah. Yeah, so when I got here in 2015 and in the Valley, and I was working with Lotus Rising Project, the nonprofit that had run the parade the last 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then that also inspired me to put on Dancing Queens, the monthly LGBT event that mm-hmm. happens here in Ashland. So, I mean, it's exciting that in 10 years' time, so much change mm-hmm. and activities can be built. Have been built in the Valley.
Lotus Rising Project, though, came up in a discussion here recently because it is now defunct. Is that right?
Yes, that is. Yeah.
Okay. So what does that tell us about services for LGBTQ people in the Rogue Valley, if anything?
You know, I have heard that there is a group that is organizing, trying to provide those. Lotus Rising Project focused primarily on our youth mm-hmm. in the Valley. They did support groups and leadership groups for high school gay-straight alliances and advocacy for queer youth and queer homeless youth. Mm-hmm. I do believe that a lot of other entities within the Valley have kind of stepped up to try to provide those services. But, you know, we still, we could be doing more. We mm-hmm. could be doing better.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So we were talking about the range of the 10 years just of SO Pride going on. Let's talk about the larger scale here, the Stonewall riots in Stonewall riot, I guess, in Greenwich Village, which my father was living in 1969. I don't mm-hmm. know how I managed to miss all this, but this was basically a police raid on a gay club mm-hmm. and a fairly abusive one at that, as the reports tell. And it just changed the way that the gay community responded to the pressure.
It changed the whole trajectory, I believe. And, you know, sometimes bad things have to happen so good things can happen. And because of that, we have our Pride parades now. And that was in June. And as you know, everybody knows that June is Pride Month. We chose October because October is National Coming Out Month. October is also Bully Awareness Month. And so many young people, like Larry had mentioned about taking care of our youth, so many young people get bullied because of who they are. So we chose October to have our parade. It's not so much happening here in October either, so that was a good thing. But to bring awareness, and actually tomorrow is National Coming Out Day, and tomorrow we have our dance, so it's really appropriate. I'm excited about that, and I feel like so many things have changed in these 10 years, Jeff. I mean, Larry and I were talking about it in the process of planning how we do have the Dancing Queens. We do have activity in Grants Pass. And what else do we have, Larry? We have Grants Pass.
The Queer Coffee House. That's like a sober gathering space.
In the Ashland Library.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And then there are other regular pop-up events that are happening every
all
month.
All the time. And Black Sheep has been supportive of us.
Yeah, they have a family-friendly drag show on the second Saturday of every month.
Exactly.
From 2 to 4.
And before there was So Pride, I never saw that. And that was, I believe, the big reason, the big driving reason why there is So Pride, because we need a community. We needed to be seen. We needed to be heard. We needed to come out.
So Pride, or Southern Oregon Pride. Gina Duquesne, the founder and president, Larry Locke, a media rep from the organization. We're talking about it is SO Pride weekend, and that the events are coming up tomorrow, as you heard, and on Saturday as well. You can join our conversation here on the Jefferson Exchange. Questions, comments, observations about changes in society toward LGBTQ people, welcome on the exchange. Join us at 800-838-3760 by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. So Larry, talk about the events. So you have a kickoff celebration, it looks like, at the Ashland Hills tomorrow.
Yes, tomorrow is our kickoff dance and fundraiser. It's really how we're paying for the whole thing. So we have, we'll be going from 6 to 11 at Ashland Hills. There'll be a lot of really delightful appetizers. We have our hometown girl, Melena. Can't say her last name on the radio. And then the Southern Oregon University drag house, Green Hoss, will also be there performing. All of the drag show will be at 8. So if that is your thing, you know, show up a little bit before 8. And we have a local DJ. You know, we're just going to be having a good time. Mm-hmm. The tickets are $10 for students or 18 and under, $20 for everybody else. We're not going to let anybody not come in because of financial reasons. They just got to show up. But today is the last day to buy tickets online. Mm-hmm. You can go to eventbrite.com, B-R-I-T-E, and just look for – you can just Google. You can search
SO
Pride.
And,
yeah.
SO Pride and Eventbrite will probably get you right there. Okay. Yeah, I've noticed the same thing myself when looking for events. and then on a Saturday is taking to the streets, basically.
Yes, Saturday is the parade. So I mean, anywhere on Main Street after. Oh, Gina, you're looking at me. I'm messing it up. Tell us where the parade is.
The parade is actually, we are going to stage on Union and Siskiyou. Mm-hmm. And from there, we're going to march. So we welcome everyone to come out and support us, cheer us on, stand in solidarity as we march. We have 42 different groups that are going to be participating in the parade. So that's really exciting. Nataki Garrett, the new artistic director at OSF, she's our grand marshal.
The Shakespeare Festival. She was here last week.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Shakespeare Festival. Put that part in there, geez. So we're very excited to have her as our grand marshal. We have DJ Gemini, who's going to be there at the band shell, and Melena is going to be there, and she was crowned our first Southern Oregon Pride Queen. And so we're happy that Melena is going to join us along with Greenhouse.
Yes.
And so our greenhouse group. So it's going to be fun, and we have vendor booths and food trucks, and we're just excited to be able to do it again. We need to do it again.
Yeah, so Pride coming up this weekend in Ashland, Friday and Saturday. The events on the streets, that's the parade on Saturday. About noon, it looks like the parade walks.
Yes.
Gina Duquesne and Larry Locke with us on the Jefferson Exchange. You can join us as well, 800-838-3760 and jx@jeffnet.org. Okay, just by being a little cagey about this, I'm curious even more about Melina, the Southern Oregon Pride queen. What's going on here?
Yeah, so... Melina is from the Medford area, and she, 10 years ago when Pride started, there was an actual drag queen pageant, and she won, and she has gone on to really great things. So she is just coming off being Miss, I think it's Miss Emerald Empire, which means that she is the queen of all the queens for the state of Oregon. That's a big deal. That's a big deal. She's done a significant amount of fundraising and free shows and events for folks in the valley going back 10 years now. So she moved to Eugene about 2 years ago, and we're just really excited to have her back at this event.
So a lot of fun going on for sure, but obviously these kinds of festivals started for very serious reasons, which is to assert that, hey, we're human beings, we have rights. Mm-hmm. And so as you kind of take stock of where things have traveled, has there been some backsliding, or do you feel like it's been a pretty steady forward progress, Gina Duquesne?
Has there been progress? Yes. However... because of where we are right now and the culture that we live in, and having this individual in the White House who's chipping away at our rights that we worked so hard for. Before we had our first So Pride parade, we lived in a world that did not recognize so many transgendered people. And now we live in a post-DOMA world, which I am...
Defense of Marriage Act.
Yes, which I am very grateful for. Now we can get married, which I am very grateful for. And now after October 8th, I believe that's when everybody went to the march at the Supreme Court to allow us to be able to work and live and be ourselves without the fear of getting fired. To me, all this law looks like just pushing us deeper into the closet. Don't be who you are. Don't be out. Don't live your authentic life, because you won't be able to work. You won't be able to be a human being and take care of yourself and your family. So I'm hoping, and I hold on to hope, is that this too shall pass and we'll come out victoriously.
Is it a head scratcher or something a little more serious when you look at the fact that the Supreme Court did hear oral arguments this week on cases where the employers are saying we need to be able to fire these people because they're gay in one case and trans in the other case?
To me, it's not a head scratcher. It's a no-brainer. We are human beings. We are human beings. It goes back to the restroom, the bathroom. The transgendered people have been around forever. You know, queer people have been around forever. This is not a news flash. And so to me, it's more, rather than to look at what's in front of us and how we need to work and live in the world, it's let's look over here and let's start a fire over here and all eyes over here so I can do something crazy in another direction. This, we have bigger issues in this world to take care of than to have eyes on our community. I just think it's a no-brainer.
In the process, then, of preparing something like So Pride Weekend, I mean, how much, because it's a lot of fun, obviously, but there's also some serious reasons for having this festival in the first place. And I just wonder, when you're publicizing it, how much you travel on either side of the line. I mean, you get to the serious level of stuff, Larry.
Well, I think that everybody has their own idea of what Pride is for them. It is a holiday that folks get to choose how they're going to participate in. And there are a lot of queer folks who really lean in and really want to lead with the political side of things. And there are folks who really want to lean in and work with the fun, let me just be myself part of the holiday. And I guess I like to meet them in the middle, because I think a queer person or queer people taking over downtown Ashland and just being themselves and having fun and living their best life is political. You know, it's been interesting. I've been promoting queer events for over 10 years, and this was the first year that I had folks really reaching out to us through the Facebook, going pretty hard with hateful things. Mm-hmm. It surprised me. I had to like step back for a few days, and it was just a good reminder that, you know, the parade is important. The festival is important. Our presence, to help folks realize that we exist and we deserve to exist.
So it's a combination of social media giving you all these avenues to reach people, but also giving people a chance to reach back.
Yes, yes. And you know, and I guess that's okay. I grew up in the trailer park, and the people around me had very different views than they do now. You know, it has taken time and conversation. Mm-hmm. For me personally, you know, in college, I heard a professor told me that it takes an average person 7 times before they recognize that they've seen a commercial. And for me, don't tell that to your advertisers. But I apply that to social justice work for myself. I know that not everybody does that, but for me, I'm okay having that conversation a few times because everybody has a different lived experience.
So everything happens in Ashland starting at 6 o'clock on Friday night. Why Nataki Garrett as your choice for a grand marshal?
Well, I thought she was a perfect fit. I feel like it's a great way for our community to meet her. She's new here. It's a great way for her to meet us. And just is a welcome. And I do remember that our first Grand Marshal was Bill Rausch. He had just
also
landed in town.
Also the artistic director of the Oregon Shakespeare Festival.
Yes, so I thought, you know, why not? And she's a delightful woman, so I believe she has a lot to give, and it'll be exciting to hear her speak. So I'm excited for that.
All right, so a year from now, will we be talking about the 10th anniversary celebration of SO Pride?
Absolutely, absolutely.
It gets confusing. This is the 10th, but next year's the 10th anniversary, because
yes,
you start counting it. Anyway, you get the idea. But so all the SO Pride events, again, begin with the party at the Ashland Hills Inn at 6 o'clock on Friday. As Larry mentioned, today's the last day to get tickets online through Eventbrite. And then the parade is right in the streets of Ashland starting at noon on Saturday. Everything moves into the Lithia Park band shell, and it's apparently party till you drop. Gina Duquesne, founder and president of SO Pride, Larry Locke, media rep, thank you both for joining us on the Jefferson Exchange.
Thanks
for having us.
All right.